The state calls them kinship caregivers. In most cases, it's grandma and grandpa raising a grandchild or several grandchildren. And that child's parents cannot or won't take responsibility. And that was the case for Alicia Kennedy's son and his girlfriend. When their baby girl was born drug addicted, the hospital called her.
Basically stated that they were not going to release the baby to my son and called me.
I know how it goes.
And told me that.
That sweet little girl you hear in the background is her four-year-old granddaughter, Aaliyah, who calls Alicia Grandma or Nana, sometimes Mama, and Kennedy responds to them all and clearly adores her granddaughter.
She likes to dance. She sings. She does really good art. She lets you know when she wants to know about something and, you know, like something in the world, and she listens intently when you explain it to her, and then she'll be able to come back and tell you what she learned. She's really lovable.
Kennedy has also raised her nieces. She had just retired after a 37-year career when she took custody of six-week-old Aaliyah. She runs a support and connect group in Skyway for other kinship caregivers. They share their struggles and laugh, sometimes cry together and lift one another up. Most, if not all of them, are not receiving any money from the state because doing so would mean scrutiny from the state they don't want to deal with. Kennedy, who's burned through most of her retirement savings, says that doesn't really seem completely fair.
These children are our future, and us as grandparents are paving a way for their future.
Kennedy is one of our state's more than 43,000 kinship caregivers, and about 91% of those are grandparents. Four times as many children are raised in informal kinship arrangements than there are foster children, according to the State Department of Social and Health Services, as reported by the Seattle Times. So these are grandparents taking the burden off the state and providing that nurturing, stable, safe upbringing for a child.
Look at us and see collectively what we are all doing. And the money that is saving the state, and if it's saving the state that much money, they should disperse that money to us.
A couple of state lawmakers are working on that. Kennedy wrote a poem about raising Aaliyah, the challenges and the joys, the heartbreak and the laughter.
Love is a tapestry of how we blend when the opportunity to reach others calls us in. Be ready to wrap them up in love, regardless of the road from which they've come. We open our hearts with silky threads that blend the hard places our life has been. Ropes are untied that have kept us bound and turned into ribbons of gifts all around. The tapestry of love is beautiful to see. It's all the threads of life between you and me.
Carlene Johnson, Como News.